Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here to give you information on reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for coming on board to our show. We've been waiting for this Friday. This is a very special Friday for us. And we want you to know that because it's a very special Friday, we want to invite you into our living room. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the air. And we have a special feature for you to listen to this afternoon, and we hope you enjoy it. We have a very special birthday girl in the audience today. We'd like to wish her a birthday, one of our crones in the family, Matt Harv's birthday today, 77-plus years. Can we say hello to Matt Harv?
Hello. How is that listening audience doing?
Happy birthday, Matt Harv, and we're going to kick it up today for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, please talk to me, baby, and tell me what you're gonna do. I really want you to be my baby, but it's all left up to you.
Right back at you in the atmosphere. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. And I'd like to say that we are going to be featuring this show live. You might not be able to see it, but you might be able to go to our shows on demand and listen to the actual show. But we are actually featuring this on a live videotape, and it will be possibly on YouTube if everything goes well. This is our first show, so bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen, today, as I said, it's a special occasion, and I interrupt these airwaves to bring to you a special feature. You know, we're talking about reordering the marriage vow for the 21st century, and we're talking about, can the woman have a monogamous relationship, and can she also have an opportunity to cohabitate with her man? Can she have all of these things and still be able to call herself in a relationship? And I think she can. I think that if we look at the monogamous relationship and what it does for the family, then women will be ready to make that decision to collaborate with those outside people who are outside of the village. Remember, this is a concept that African-American women thought of, polygamy. They thought of this concept. It was something they invented. Now, I'm talking about looking at the village concept for Yoruba and Ifa tribal clan. I'm not talking about the everyday average person. Therefore, it will be a little different. Now, I also have Matt Harv in the audience who will also give us a little input on what she thinks in her 70-some-odd years as what she thinks the world needs as far as relationships. Now, I've been scouting around out there on the internet trying to find as much as I can on marriage, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But right now, we're going to go right into our talking cure. So stand to your feet, ladies and gentlemen. This is a special occasion. We want to bring this year in right. Stand to your feet as we get ready to do our libation. Ladies and gentlemen, the libation is very, very important, and I hope you understand the reason why we do a libation. The libation is done for many, many reasons. I hope you can be able to see me on this videotape as I pour the libation for my ancestors. I like to pour libation for my father's spirit and pour a glass of water, and I say ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say ashe. I take the water and I wash my face so that I don't have a stale face to greet my ancestors. Then I dry my face making sure that my face is not still. I pour libations to the east and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south and I say Ashe. I call on those ancestors to be, all of those who are traveling through the middle passage and those who are yet unborn. I like to pay a homage to Oladulamare. Oladulamare Mojuba, Olojoni Mojuba, Ilede Eye Mojuba, Oba Tusede Eye Ate Orun, Oba Oloni, Oba Olone, Oba Tete, Oba Lele. Oladulamare, I praise you. Owner of this day, I praise you. Creator of the world, I praise you. King who is able to create the earth and heaven. King today, King tomorrow, King forever and ever. Ibashe, Ibashe, Ibashe. Olorun Ilede Oladulamare Mojuba. Onoli Omo Olofun 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 Olotune Olotune. Obatise, Obatise, Olorun. Abashe, Abashe, Abashe. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that we speak the African tongue and that we understand that we should pay homage to Oladulamare. Iba Baba Ini, Ashe Ini. One father is one's Ashe. Iba Ini, Anashe Ini. One's mother is one's Ashe. Ini, Ini, Ashe Ini. One's Orisha is one's Ashe. Iking Ini, Ashe. One's Iking is one's Ashe. Oladulamare Ni Ishe. The Supreme God is the Ashe. Ashe Mojuba'o. All primordial forces, I praise you. Iba Baba, Iba Yeye, Iba Yeye Baba. Homage to Father, homage to Mother, homage to Mother and Father. Ori Olone, Olani Baba. My Ori, save me. Save me, my Father. Mojuba, I praise you. I praise you. Mojuba. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. And may this day be a special day as the ancestors are gathered to acknowledge the elder, Maddie Ruth Harvey, to acknowledge her birthday, 77 years younger, to give her grace and give her all favor for another year. Thank you, dear Lord, for bringing her through the catastrophic struggle down here in this suffering market. Thank you for lifting the cancer off of her and freeing her so that she can live a youthful life. We thank you for the opportunity to have us with us in our midst, and we pray that you give her 77 plus years as she turns her face to the wall and looks to you, great Father. May you magnify her, may you elevate her, and may her children rise up and call her glory. This day is sanctioned for Matt Hart. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Ladies and gentlemen, tap into the frequencies now. They're here for the asking. Matt Harv, if you have a request, tap into the atmosphere. It is here for you. This frequency is here, ladies and gentlemen, for the family. We have summits it here. Tap in. It is yours for the asking. We thank you so much for going with us on the Talking Cure. And at this particular moment, if you have any requests, please make your request known at this time as we go on for the sake of time. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are talking about our favorite subject, reordering the marriage vows for the African Americans for the 21st century. Now, we asked the question, we asked about the woman's lives with a man or within a monogamous relationship. And we want to know, can she have her man in a monogamous relationship? I think she can. Now, Omi didn't always believe this, and Omi did not always think that this was possible. Because being of the nature of a flesh and blood, sometimes we can become so jealous-hearted that we don't see anyone else loving our man but us. But as we grow older, we come into consciousness and understanding that it is not necessary for someone to be in your face all the time to tell you how gorgeous you are in order for him or her to let you know they love you. It's very important for the little things that they go out of their way and do, of course, but you have to already understand that love is not a verbal auditory thing. It is an action verb, and it's one that is seen more so than heard. And as we come to the point where we outgrow that particular racist, prejudiced behavior in within ourselves, so we can begin to see the benefit of the opportunity to allow men to take care of many households. Now, as I was saying earlier when I spoke of the fact that we are looking at couples integrating with men and women, not just the man being glorified to have all of these women in their life. We are looking at an opportunity to create a tribal effect for the woman and the man. This way you don't have the man going off thinking himself to be astonishingly ravished so he could pick up every woman he wants. And this will be something that will be shared in the midst of him and his wife and wives-to-be. Now, the monogamous relationship that I talked to you about, I went out and I looked up the information on the person who was living in a situation where they weren't married. There is that is called the common law. I did find information on that, and there are some criteria. There are four criteria to be exact in the common law. Number one, they must exemplify and designate that they're living together. Number two, they must share the same name. And number three, they must go and have a name change legally, okay? And they must go, number four, and have their license, driver's license changed so that those names will be, the same name will reflect that. Now, the common law is not accepted in every state. You must look up your state laws to make sure you're adhering to all the state laws. There is a few that accept the common law status. Now, and as you look that information up, it will tell you all the benefits you have in a common law situation, how long you have to live together before it is sanctioned. You definitely want to look that up. And ladies and gentlemen, do not be dismayed when I say live in a common law situation. On my website, I have an engagement example. Most Africans believe that the engagement can go for 1 year. During the time that you're cohabitating in a common law, that's an engagement. We have an example of an engagement ceremony which we're suggesting you go through. So you make it legal. You make it outwardly published to the community. So at that particular point, a ring is given, a dowry is given. All of those things are given. If you go out on my website, under the blog there, you could see the engagement that is being displayed for the African, just to give you an understanding. Now, hopefully, I will be able to give more information on the common law so that you understand during your trial marriage, it is a common law. It is not a marriage. You do not have a marriage certificate the first year. You don't get that marriage certificate. Well, you don't have one the first 5 years. You don't get that marriage certificate until your sixth year. During that time, it's a common law, but you must make sure that it's legal in your state. Everyone can't do this. Only those who have actually executed the process of finding out the laws in their community. Now, let's get down to business, because for the sake of time, we're working. Time is never against us, because whatever we're supposed to say, the Spirit is going to have us to say it. Today, we want to talk a little bit about the fact that engagements are very, very important. But once you get through the engagement and get the marriage certificate, you must understand that then it becomes a legal marriage because you go to the justice of the peace. Omi will be able to talk to you more about counseling and marriage because of the fact that I am an ordained minister, and will be able to be involved with counseling for all 50 states. My recollection is that it's very important for the engagement to go well. I think that it's very important for you to have sound counseling during that time. And counselors, if you're out there, ministers, if you're out there, please be engaged with setting up counseling in your church for these young people who are getting engaged. Engagement, in my opinion, should last for the first 2 years in a trial marriage all the way to 5 years. Some people go longer. That's when you can look at a common law. Most people are doing it anyway. Let's do it legally for these young people if it's according in their state. That way they can put their money up in a bank account together. They can get the name change done. There's a legal procedure in getting the name change. You have to know all that. So you go to your city ordinance to get that information. Now, you're in a monogamous situation here because truly, you know, you're getting ready to look at down the road after this long period of engagement, you're looking at possibly marrying one or two people to your group. And those people are not necessarily for the benefit of the word marry. You're inviting them into your group in a monogamous situation so that you become common law those marriages. They can never become married to you because you can only hold one marriage license. But you can write a union and a contract. Now, what do African Americans want, the women want, that they think they wouldn't get in this situation? You are getting the best deal here. You're getting 2 for 1, and you're probably going to get 3 for 1 because you're going to have many hands within your group, within your tribe, that will help you. Now, what I want you to understand is this, ladies and gentlemen, relationships are not the easiest thing in the world. Let me tell you why. Because you're going to have to give, and you're going to have to give more than what you have to give and keep giving because it's a trial period. You have to try yourself and push yourself a little harder. Relationships are not something you just want to walk into. You want to go and examine the people that is going to be engaged in your nuclear circle. Now, I've talked so much about what the benefits are. Now, let me tell you some negative things that can happen. If you don't properly get your contracts written and they're not sound and there's loopholes, if you don't amend them properly, then you can have problems. And then if you are not equally yoked and matched together and you find that you got together with these people because of minor things such as I like how that person looked, they're easy on the eyes. You can't judge a person with one thing about their looks. Looks are fading. Remember what I said to you? Looks and beauty is fading, but when you become fly, you become flyer. Meaning, once you judge somebody for character and conduct, those things generally stay with that person. They don't fade away like beauty does. So stop judging people on the outer exterior by the aesthetics, because those things will fade away. Trust me, my good looks, my fine shape, my apple bottom shape and the whole bit, all that stuff starts to sag and fades away, and a man looks at you for those reasons, and if that's all he's looking for, guess what? When all of that stuff goes away, he's got to have something else that he's interested in that is not only your aesthetics but your personality. In judging and bringing these people into your group, make sure that they're balanced intellectually, and make sure that these people have something to offer that's coming in your group. Because if not, there'll be a bear to deal with, and you'll have to try to work to get them out of your program. Now, I want to say this to you. Please don't get people in your program that are not sound financially, because you forevermore be paying things off for them, and they'll be breaking the bank, and you'll be going broke, and you'll constantly be talking about, we got to file bankrupt. This person here came here broke. Now we're broke. Broke people make you broke. Now get some filthy lucre and rub up against those people who got filthy lucre or know how to are worth something so they can work and create filthy lucre. You never can make a relationship without income. I know this. It's very important. And when you get some income, then you can have a relationship. Don't go dating anyone, men, without income. Women are expensive. It costs a lot of money to handle women and to entertain them. You must have some filthy lucre or a minimum amount in the savings so every once in a while you can sport her and take her out on the town so that you are Mr. Money and she's Mrs. Money. You don't have to have buku money, but when you go somewhere, you need at least be able to rub 2 dimes together and get a meal. Now, let me say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. You certainly don't want to start to get people that are ghetto fabulous in your group who are nincompoops and idiots who come in your group talking loud, causing confusion. Now, you got to go out with these groups of people, and they're always bogus and loud, and you don't know, and they don't know how to conduct themselves. You will forevermore be raising them like children. Make sure that the people that you get in your group have the same interests and talents that you have. Now, I don't mean getting somebody over in your group who's constantly going out to the discotheque and is always hanging out there with her, wanting her man to go there and wants the whole group to go there. No. You look at that and you find out in this person's portfolio, what are they used to doing? What do they like to be entertained with? It's okay to go out dancing, but you can't hang out at clubs all the time being a groupie. Now, let me also say this to you. It could be a gorgeous thing having a group of queens go out with you that are in the community, that are established financially, and that have ethics, and that have value and worth, and that are soundly connected to employment backgrounds, gifted and talented areas, so that these women can be able to bring wealth to you. They're just like children when you marry and have many children. Those children bring you wealth. Your women bring you wealth. And a woman's wealth will create a nation. You're building a nation in this monogamous situation. You're not building up so that some woman can take away. Everybody's stockpiling that filthy lucre. Don't forget it. Everyone works. And when the babies get of age, you train them to work too. So that this is an empire. Omi should know, because I am the empress. I have built many empires before. If you don't believe me, check out my history. I am an empire because I know how to build an empire. I know how to build an estate. And I hope you learn from me of the qualities of things that you need to build the empire. And you have to understand that when a woman goes in the courtyard, sees a piece of land, and wants to pursue it, the money should be there in the bank. So that once she gathers up these things into her own, or if the man does, it gives you wealth in a community so you have assets to circulate and to lend and not borrow. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that, but what I am going to tell you is this. The monogamous situation is going on right now as I speak, and don't think that it's not. The monogamous situation is going on right now, and that is happening before our eyes. It's just not visually known to you. So why not take this thing called monogamy, dust it off, clean it up, give it the proper name, and redefine it and reintroduce it to the world. Guess what? If we don't, somebody else will. And we're always Johnny come lately. We find out, oh, they're jumping the broom. That's our concept. What are they doing with it? You could go on right now and Google jumping the broom and find all these new businesses that are cropping up all over the place with them designing their own brooms. But guess what? Jumping the broom is a Westerner's concept from the African American, not from the African tradition. So it is a concept from African Americans. It's our concept, but it didn't come from Africa. That's a limited amount of traditional African things. We have many other things, like killing the goat, sharing the goat meat with the family. There are many traditions that happen in the wedding. If you don't believe me, go out on a website and Google it. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, on the 26th, right here in the Caterpillar Room, we start the celebration of our new Family Life Center. We're cutting the ribbon, and we're also going to be inviting you to the website so you can go to not only the Mon2Enterprise, Weebly.com, but also our new Family Life Center, Luxar Family Life Center for Education, Weebly.com, will be opening up. And on that site, you will be able to feature many activities. It's a family life center, so you have access to many services. I am trying to create for you a family life center that is African tribal style. For those of you who are not into it, if it's not for you, if it don't fit, don't force it. But it's for those Africans who need something in their life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to also tell you this, that today is Mrs. Harvey's birthday, and we're not going to forget that. We're going to put some music on right now, and I want you to be involved with the fact that heaven is going to hook us up. Because we have to find good men in our life. We have to find those men that are out there that God has provided for us. And we're asking God to send Mrs. Harvey a beautiful young man. Feature things go on in the room, and you will be able to see our video up on YouTube, and you'll be able to see the whole session here in my living room. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get right on with the party, and we're going to ask you to please be a part of this party. Miss Harvey, get on up, and let's shake it down.
I'm talking straight from the shoulder, and I hope you understand. I'm not your fool now, woman. I'm just trying to be your man. Put your cards on the table, and I don't want no fooling around. If things get too hot for you, woman, stop and put it down. I'm coming straight from the shoulder. And I don't want no off the wall job now, baby. I can't stand no shortcut conniving. Oh, no. Listen, play the game fair now, woman, and everything will be okay. You better find you another playground if you really, really want to play. I'm coming straight from the shoulder. Can't stand no off the wall driving. Oh no. Said I for real now, baby. I can't stand no shortcut conniving. Oh no. Take your time now.
Joining us this evening. We're going to finish up our party, and if you want to join us, stop on by. But have a great day, and Baba Booey to you, y'all, and have a great Friday, and I'll see you on Tuesday. Talking jive and talking stuff. Be ready for it. Baba Booey to you, y'all. Have a great evening and a nice weekend. Bye-bye.